there are many challenges to growing a crop. Poor weather, weeds, and disease are just a few. We often don't think of birds as a potential challenge, but here, the birds can destroy a crop in just minutes. What's a farmer to do? The answer on this edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Falconry has been called the sport of kings. Here, it's simply the sport of agriculture.
We're a falconry-based bird abatement company, and we use our falcons in agricultural to keep the nuisance birds off the crops.
Susan Shepherd and her husband own Hot Zone Falconry.
The raptors are avian predators. The nuisance birds are finches and starlings primarily. There can be a crow problem, a seagull problem. And when we release the falcons into the area, the nuisance birds move out.
With California's high-dollar crops, small birds can do a lot of damage very quickly.
The nuisance birds are damaging the crops to the point where a whole crop can be wiped out within 5 to 20 minutes.
Susan has contracts with vineyards and owners of other susceptible crops. They bring their falcons to take care of the problem when those crops are entering their most critical growing point.
We do multiple flights throughout the day. We're on site 9 hours plus, 7 days a week during harvest to protect those crops.
A few hours at a site often takes care of the problem.
As soon as one bird comes into my perimeter, we release the falcon and the birds leave. So we drive around and protect the hot spots and just release the falcons as necessary, and as time goes on, there's no birds in the vineyard.
More next time as we travel the countryside near Salinas, California. I'm Andrew McRae.